On July 1, General Patterson advanced toward General Jackson, who went forward to meet him with only the 5th Regiment, several companies of cavalry, and one piece of artillery. The Confederate general posted his men behind a farmhouse and barn, and held back Patterson so well that he threw forward an entire division to overpower the small force of Jackson. The latter then fell back slowly to the main body of his troops, with the trifling loss of 2 men wounded and 9 missing. While supporting Jackson in this first battle in the Shenandoah Valley, known as the Battle of Haynes Farm, or Falling Waters, Colonel Stuart had a remarkable adventure. Riding alone in advance of his men, he came suddenly out of a piece of woods at a point where he could see a force of Federal infantry on the other side of the fence. Without a moment's hesitation, he boldly rode forward and ordered the Federal soldiers to pull down the bars. They obeyed, and he immediately rode through to the other side, and in peremptory tone said, "Throw down your arms, or you are dead men." The raw troops were so overcome by Stuart's boldness and commanding tones that they obeyed at once and then marched as he directed through the gap in the fence. Before they recovered from their astonishment, Stuart had them surrounded by his own force, which had come up in the meantime, thus capturing over 40 men, almost an entire company.